Welcome to this episode of Ron Reminds. I'm your host, reminding myself and you and all of us about the beauties, the benefits of Ramadan. One of the things that I found when I came into Islam was that Allah puts ease, yusra, in many of the things of our daily life. In Islam, the word yusra actually means easy, the easy way, the softest way. Take it easy, you know? There's another word in Arabic called usr, usr. It's hard to say it. It's down in the throat, down in here. You say, usr. You know what that means? Difficult. Just like it's difficult to say, it means difficult. Usr, usri. Yusr. Ah, easy. Usr. Hard way. So, Allah wants it easy for you. He tells you in the Quran, He does not want this to be difficult for you. He's making it easy for you. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, also said that this deen is not difficult. To the extent his own wife said, anytime he had a choice between two things, he would always take the thing which was the easiest. Why? Because he doesn't want to make it difficult. There are so many examples, if you look to the teachings of Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he shows you to go through this life the easiest way, take it easy. I'd like to give you an example of that right now. That during his lifetime, there was an occasion where his wife observed him praying a prayer. And he prayed it in his house, and she said, this isn't the regular time for this prayer. What is this? Is this a new prayer? What's going on? He said, this is the prayer of Dhuhr or Asr. He had prayed one, and now he prayed the other one. And she wants to know, why did you put these together like this? He said, I don't want to make it difficult. I don't want to make it difficult for my followers. And from this one example, we learned how to deal with a big obligation. Our prayers are our number one obligation after becoming a Muslim. Even before fasting, our prayers are number one. Even before giving our zakah, our charity, prayers are number one. You must pray five times a day. And Allah said in the Quran, the prayers are in their time. You must pray them. But what about the case when I can't? I'm at work and I'm in a very special conference. If I leave this conference, I could lose my job. What can I do? Ah! Now I ask the scholars, is there any way out? The scholar says, yes. Because this is a difficulty, it became very hard for you. It's usr, for you, huh? Now Allah wants you to have the yusra of Islam. So today, because you have the conference, you combine your prayer of Dhuhr with your prayer of Asr. Pray your four rak'ah and salam, and then pray your other four rak'ah and salam, either before or after the conference, so you can go through. If a doctor is doing an operation, if a pilot in the airplane has to be at the controls for a long time and he can't stop. So this is the way we understand how Islam provided for all of these things and giving us such an easy way, a beautiful deen. Allah said in the Quran, فَإِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ. And it means that Allah, after the difficulty, is giving you this ease. After every difficulty, there's ease. And the scholar said, because of the way it's structured, it means after the hardship, it's twice as easy. Twice as easy. May Allah make it easy for you. Allah make it easy for your family. Allah make it easy for all the Muslims. Ameen. And remember to visit our website at www.RamadanReminders.com. Until the next time, Allah make it easy for you. Assalamu alaikum.
بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان.